Radio News, magazine style. The world and everything in it. I'm Joseph Slife.
And I'm Nick Eicher, publisher of World Magazine. We've been doing print journalism now for 25 years, and if we've learned anything, it's this, that great writing and deep reporting are at the core of what great journalism is all about. That's true whether you're a print publisher, whether you're publishing on digital platforms, whether you're broadcasting, or doing all of the above. The economics of news may have placed traditional old-line journalism in jeopardy, but people today seem hungrier than ever for truth-telling journalism. And we at World Magazine believe now is the time to make our journalism accessible to your radio audiences.
Introducing the world and everything in it. A partnership between World Magazine and the Salem Radio Network. An engaging two-hour weekly program available on weekends.
We'll take a candid look at politics.
Mitt Romney, I have some definite concerns ideologically. But beyond all that, my impression is he's just a lousy candidate.
Another former Republican governor, Tim Pawlenty.
He's a mystery candidate. He may be an acceptable second or third choice candidate for lots of people.
World Magazine editor-in-chief Marvin Olasky.
Of course, we'll do the news.
His terror plot fizzled when his bomb failed to detonate, but an unrepentant Faisal Shahzad is getting life in prison for his attempted May 1 attack on Times Square. Government prosecutors released this key evidence, a reenactment of what Shahzad had in mind. The sound of an SUV being ripped in half by the sounds of joyous anticipation and family reunions in Chile. A 69-day ordeal came to a triumphant end, as one by painstaking one, 33 miners were lifted half a mile through a 28-inch hole. Chilean President Sebastián Piñera acknowledged God's help in the rescue operation.
The miners will not be the same people that they were before this accident. And the Chilean people will not be the same people.
In Haiti, a devastated country, stricken again. This is the sound of police pushing back a crowd outside a warehouse that contains essential supplies like chlorine pills and soap. United Nations official Martin Nasirki says new cholera cases are starting to level off.
However, preparations to respond to a greater number of cases...
I'm not recommending for every future president that they take a shellacking like I did last night. I'm sure there are easier ways to learn these lessons.
The education of Washington, D.C., learning the lessons of a midterm election. What were the voters trying to teach? Senator Jim DeMint, Republican, South Carolina, the man many credit as the architect of the conservative resurgence.
The legacy that comes out of this election and the Tea Party movement is that the power resides in the hands of the American people and not in the elected officials in Washington.
The likely new House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, his takeaway from Election Day.
They're tired of a government that continues to grow with reckless abandon, with no apparent ability to accept the consequences of its actions.
President Obama's lesson.
I think people started looking at all this and it felt as if government was getting much more intrusive into people's lives than they were accustomed to.
The president's reference is to billions in stimulus payments, bank and automaker bailouts. House Speaker-to-be John Boehner would add Obamacare to the list of voter grievances.
I think it's important for us to lay the groundwork before we begin to repeal this monstrosity.
You'll hear from our team of writers and editors with expert analysis and a deep respect for history.
At one time, nearly 5 million Americans were World War I veterans. Now, there are none. But the long life and recent death of United States Army Corporal Frank Buckles at age 110 provides a much-needed reminder that once there were millions of Yanks who bravely served over there. Reporting for World, I'm Joseph Slife.
World editor Mindy Bells, with long experience.
There's going to be a real hard discussion on Capitol Hill about at what level we continue to provide aid to Pakistan. And I think part of that discussion is going to involve Pakistan demonstrating that it can use U.S. dollars in a way that benefit U.S. interests. That's something that we haven't been rigorous about before, and it will be crucial that we're rigorous about it now. What I'm hearing from lawmakers is that they're ready to have that conversation.
I love the transformation that the U.S. military has gone through since the time that we invaded Afghanistan in October of 2001. That was closely followed by the invasion of Iraq. Those were tough years and tough battles, and we lost a lot of soldiers during that time. One of the things that we've learned since those wars began is we've learned a lot about how to come alongside the people who are on our side. And I give General David Petraeus a lot of credit for that. I've talked to a lot of soldiers who've met him who feel very strongly that he changed the course of fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. One of the hardest things for our men and women in the military is walking down the street in Afghanistan and knowing whether the person standing in the corner shop is a friend or an enemy. And our men and women in the U.S. military deserve tremendous credit because that is a doorway by doorway, street by street, neighborhood by neighborhood battle. And that is what this war has been about.
Culture reviews. Movies.
Oh no, Ben. Ben, where are you?
Get him out of the pitch. Now.
Wow, some of them founders is really loud.
Can you hear me? Over.
What?
Get out of the pit now. Do you hear me?
Hey, I know you.
Television.
Our act is dangerous. There isn't any other performer standing on a 4-inch wide bar getting thrown up in the air, holding fire and landing on it. We're the only one.
Books. Music.
That comes through from the very beginning of the movie. It has all of these interviews and snippets of Mavis Staples and Smokey Robinson and more modern gospel performers talking about how their faith is very organic to this music, what they believe and a part of being close to God every day.
It'll be serious about the important stuff, but it's the weekend, and we want to introduce you to new ideas, new people, and a new way of looking at the news.
We'll be looking at the world and everything in it.
From World Magazine and the Salem Radio Network.